Welcome to Morning Manna. It is a chilly day here in Idaho. I'm Pastor Greg. Glad that you're with us. Hey, last time we made our way, about midway through Psalm 16, a psalm of David. And David is talking about his love for God. And we left off where he basically was sharing where his satisfaction came from, where his shalom came from. And he said in verse 4, "The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places." So he's talking about the imagery of the tribes when they made it into the promised land and drove the enemies out. There came a time when the inheritance would be received. So the borders of the properties and so on that would go to each tribe would be drawn out and lined out and so on. And so that's what he's talking about. The lines have fallen. But here's the thing. The priestly tribe, the Levites, didn't receive an inheritance of land. They were called to serve the Lord in the tabernacle, later the temple. And so David is saying, my property isn't my inheritance. The stuff I have in life isn't my inheritance. Lord, you're my portion. It's you. Like the Levites of old, not receiving land, but just receiving the blessing of being able to serve the Lord in his temple and make sacrifices to him daily. You're my portion, Lord. You're my great reward. So David and his satisfaction. Well, moving forward, we want to see where David gets his stability in life. This is important. Do you want to be stable and not tossed to and fro, or, you know, in a place where you're always fragile and being, you know, shaken by what somebody says and so on? Well, here's where David gets his stability. Verse 7, "I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I've set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. So I bless the Lord who gives me counsel." So David sought the Lord for counsel continually. In fact, another psalm of David, Psalm 32, David says, "The Lord counsels me with his eye upon me." That is, I know the Lord is watching me always. He knows this situation that I'm in. He knows this problem I'm having. He knows this relational conflict I'm in. And so his eye is on me. He's aware of it all. And then he counsels me through it. He speaks to me in it. And then I'm able to make proper decisions and navigate in a righteous way through the challenges that come my way. You see. And interesting, David says, in the night, my heart says, instructs me. Now, the word, Hebrew word, it means chastens or disciplines. Now, isn't that true? We go to bed at night and all of a sudden we're being chastened by our thoughts. Oh, I wish I would have done this. Or, man, I didn't really navigate that conversation very well that I had with my friend or whatever. And our conscience perhaps is accusing us of some things. And we have to deal with that. We have to deal with that. And oftentimes those thoughts are appropriate thoughts and so on. Sometimes not. Sometimes the condemnation of the enemy gets in there. But we sort all that out before the Lord who instructs us. Truly, his light is a lamp unto our feet. Well, and then he says, I've set the Lord always before me. The writer of Hebrews would say, fixing our eyes upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And so David said, I will not be shaken. The Lord is at my right hand. I'll not be shaken. Where's your stability? Well, it needs to be in the Lord, not in your circumstances. Well, verse 9, therefore, my heart is glad and my flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let my body, or let the Holy One see corruption. So, because I'm stable in the Lord, and He counsels me and helps me navigate through the challenges of life, therefore I'm glad, I'm joyful, I have joy in my life, because I'm not carrying around the weight of life. I have somebody who carries that for me. I have somebody who walks with me, and I know it's going to be okay. So David here says, my heart is glad. You'll not suffer to see your Holy One, you won't let your Holy One see corruption. So this is vital, that we realize that we are eternal creatures, that we will live forever. And we're in this moment, this relatively brief moment where we walk on earth and face all the challenges and all that, but we are eternal. And you realize, you know, governments and countries and the stuff of earth is not eternal. This is why a single human being is of infinitely more value than an institution or a government. Or human beings are image bearers of God. And so He will not suffer you to see corruption, Christian. You will one day shed your mortality and put on immortality. Well, finally, verse 11, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Oh my goodness, that is so rich and so beautiful. Fullness of joy. Not partial joy, fullness, richness of joy. That's what the Lord gives us. And pleasures forevermore. Pleasures. God is the author of pleasure. Satan takes pleasure and tries to pervert it. And we pervert pleasure when we overindulge or we over-desire things. But sexual pleasure, that's a gift from God. The pleasure that we get from, you know, walking on the beach or eating food or whatever, all those are gifts from God. But everything can be overdone. Over desiring something, that's simply what the Bible would call idolatry. And so God is the author of pleasure, and when we are finally with Him physically and see Jesus face to face, we'll have fullness of joy. And there will be unadulterated pleasure forevermore. Great to be with you this morning. God bless you.